بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. This is the last lesson of the chapter of Hajj. This chapter inshallah will cover the pillars of Hajj and Umrah. If we have the time, we do the chapter of Aqiqah. Otherwise, if we don't have the time, we do the chapter of Aqiqah next when we come back from Hajj, and we do marriage and divorce. All right, we do marriage and divorce, and we get into the biyu', the chapter of buying and selling and so on. He said, Arkanul Hajj ithnan. Arkanul Hajj, the pillars of Hajj are two. You have to understand, what is the difference between pillar and obligation? In Hajj, the Jumhur differentiated. Rukn al-Hajj, which is what? You cannot compensate it, you have to do it no matter what. That's why he said, يعني واجب الحج, you didn't sleep in Muzdalifah. Then how do you compensate it? You sacrifice sheep. عرف? He said, ركن الحج, you cannot compensate it if something goes wrong. He said, the pillars of Hajj are two. The first, الوقوف بعرفة. Standing at عرفة. The dalil for that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الحج عرفة. حج is عرفة. فمن أدرك عرفة قبل أن يطلع الفجر ليلة جمع فقد تم حجه. He said, the hadith, he said, Hajj is mainly about standing in Arafah. So whoever comes to Arafah before Fajr on the night of Jama', which is Muzdalifah, then his Hajj is fulfilled. رواه أبو داود and الترمذي. So his Hajj is fulfilled. That's why if you don't stand in Arafah, then your Hajj is not accepted. The second one, Tawaf al-Ziyarah, which is Tawaf what? Al-Ifadah. Tawaf what? Al-Ifadah. Called Tawaf al-Ziyarah. What is the dalil for that? Huh? First, the dalil is Ijma'. The second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَطِيقِ. Surah Al-Hajj, verse 29, which is, let them do for Bayt al-Atiq. Now, he said, وَوَاجِبَاتُهُ. The wajibat, the obligations of Hajj, which is, if you don't do them, it can be compensated. So, he said, وَوَاجِبَاتُهُ ثَمَانِيَةً. Eight. الإحرام من الميقات. Making إحرام from the ميقات. Making إحرام from the ميقات. That is واجب. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يهل أهل المدينة من ذي الحليفة وأهل الشام من الجحفة, and so on. And there is no difference of opinion about this. He said, أهل المدينة, they start their إحرام from where? ذي الحليفة. Which is بيار علي today. وأهل الشام from الجحفة, and so on. طيب, and this is no difference of opinion. This is واجب from الواجبات. That's what we said. If you pass the miqat or something, you compensate with what? Slaughtering sheep. That's what make it واجب. Continue. والوقوف بعرفة إلى الليل. To stand in عرفة until sunset. What does it mean? Because لأن النبي وقف بعرفة إلى غروب الشمس. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stood to غروب الشمس, the sunset, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خذوا عني مناسككم, and he stood to sunset صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني what about if someone he did not stand till sunset but he stood, صح? Then he has annulled something from عرفات, which is, then he has to slaughter the sheep, but he still stood, he've done his rukun. يعني he left half an hour before Maghrib. He came from Dhuhr, but he left half an hour before Maghrib, or an hour before Maghrib. Then he can slaughter the sheep. He annulled one of the wajibat, but he didn't annul the rukun because he stood. عرفت? A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, he asked him, do I have Hajj? He said, there is no mountain except that I crossed. He came the next day after Arafat. He said, there is no mountain except I crossed, no valley except that I walked. Is there Hajj for me? He said, yes, there's Hajj for you. The ulama derive, and even if you drive past Arafat, and you don't stand there till Maghrib, you have done the pillar. But you still, your Hajj isn't complete. You still have to render it or fix it with slaughtering. Now, وَالْبَمِيتُ بِمُزْدَلِفَ إِلَى نِصْفِ اللَّيْلِ, and to stay in Muzdalifah till midnight. You have to stay in Muzdalifah till midnight. Now, so here the ulama, they said, قَالَ فِي الشَّرْحِ الْكَبِيرِ. الشَّرْحِ الْكَبِيرِ is by Abd al-Rahman al-Maqdisi, the cousin of, we said this before, according to the Hanabila's terminologies, they call him الشارح. فَإِنْ وَفَاهَ بَعْدَ نُصْفِ اللَّيْلِ فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ لِأَنَّهُ لَمْ يُدْرِكْ مِنَ النُّصْفِ لِأَنَّهُ لَمْ يُدْرِكْ جُزْءًا مِنَ النُّصْفِ الْأَوَّلِ فَلَمْ يَتَعَلَّقْ بِهِ حُكْمُهُ كَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ اللَّيْلَ بِعَرَفَاتٍ دُونَ النَّهَارِ وَإِنْ جَاءَ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ فَعَلَيْهِ دَمٌ وَهُوَ الْمَبِيتُ. يعني he said, if you come to Muzdalifa after midnight, there is nothing on you. There is nothing on you. Why? Because you did not get the first proportion of the night, so there is no issue. So there is no hukum on him. As for the one who, similar to the one who comes proportion of the day and in Arafat, so there is no issue. You understand? So he's saying here, if you come after Fajr to Muzdalifah, then you have dam. You have to slaughter a sheep because you neglected a wajib. Al-Muhim, he said, وَالْمَبِيتُ بِمُزْدَلِفَةٍ إِلَىٰ نِصْفِ اللَّيْلِ. So, Al-Mabitu Muzdalifa is till midnight. Till midnight. Now, he said, of course, also, many ulama يعني, use the qiyas of what, the analogy of what, the weak who is given the allowance to leave after midnight from Muzdalifa. And based on this, the groups, a lot of groups operate like that. When we go to Hajj, and other mashayikh that we know, like Shaykh Abdul Salam and others, they stay till Fajr. We all stay till Fajr. If we have people who are really sick, we will send them with someone. We will send them with someone. Normally we pray Fajr and we move. Now, other group of scholars, they said that the wajib is to stay bi Muzdalifah 1 hour from the night. 1 hour from the night, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salla ma'ana al-ghadata bi jam'a." Whomever prays dhuhr with us in jam'a, where? And in Arafat. Wa waqafa ma'ana hatta nafid. And he stood with us until the time of nafid, yani we come down from where? From Arafat down to Ifada. يعني to مزدلفة وأفاد قبل ذلك من عرفات ليلا أو نهارا فقد تم حجه. And he came after that. He وأفاد قبل ذلك. Let me repeat the translation. Whomever prays with us غدات بجمع يعني in عرفات, and he stood with us until the إفاضة, and then before the أفاد من عرفات ليلا أو نهارا, day or night, his Hajj is accepted. So what he's trying to say, that, or the hadith is, I mean, if you come from Arafat, and you stand 1 hour, day or night, in Muzdalifah, your Hajj is complete. So the ulama said, Al-Mabit is not obligation, Al-Mabit is Sunnah, but the obligation is stay 1 night. ولكن حقيقة الأمر, the true, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? You have to understand here how the dalil worked. He said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take your Hajj rights from me. It's an order or not. So everything he'd done, unless it's a proven sunnah, it has to be taken as what? As wajib. You understand? Everything he's done. That's why he stayed till Fajr. Sah? Now let's say he said to some people, leave. Then we understand after midnight, it's not as obligation as staying till Fajr. It's an exclusion. He let them go. And that's why people would ask him, I did, for example, Tawaf al-Ifada before I shaved my hair. Just an example. He said, if'al wala haraj. Then we understand that doing it in order, as Prophet ﷺ done him, is what? Is sunnah.
Of course, she doesn't go to Arafat, Aydul Hijjah, but do it in order. Yani Arafat, Ifadah, stoning, and you know the whole thing. You see, if you didn't do them in that order, if you done, for example, shaving before or after, or whatever the order that you wish to do, then it is no problem. Yani it's a sunnah.
The Prophet ﷺ did it.
The fatwa of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah about al-mabit bi Muzdalifa, al-mabit bi Muzdalifa, sleeping in Muzdalifa. What we wanted to talk about is sleeping in Muzdalifa till midnight. Some groups you'll see when midnight comes, they leave Muzdalifa. Based on a fatwa given, or based on a fatwa from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, and some will stay to Fajr. We said the sunnah is to stay where? Fajr. Let's see what is the fatwa for the ones who leave at midnight. يقول رحمه الله يجب على الحاج المبيت بمزدلفة ليلة العاشر من ذي الحجة إلى الفجر إلا لعذر من مرض ونحوه. It is obligatory on the pilgrim to sleep in Muzdalifa till Fajr. يعني he consider it wajib, it's not mustahab. إلا لعذر من مرض ونحوه. إذا يعني يقول, he's saying if someone is sick or similar, like an old age, he can leave past midnight. يعني he comes to pray Maghrib and Isha, as we told you, and midnight he packs his stuff and he leaves. He said فيجوز له ولمن يقوم بشؤونه بعد نصف الليل أن يرحل إلى منى. He said it is allowed to leave after midnight with the ones who looks after him. يعني let's just say you and your old mother, you in Muzdalifa, it's midnight, you can leave you and her, even the who's sahib al-udhur, who has the excuse, it's your mother, but because you look after her, you can leave with her. Based on this, they said the group, if it has old people and they all cannot stay till Fajr, then it is allowed for the whole group to leave. It is allowed for the whole group to leave. But it is Asma, the sister of Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after midnight he allowed her to leave Muzdalifa. And based on this they put the fatwa. Now, it was Asma, as I said, it was Asma radiallahu anha. She seeked permission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in midnight, and he allowed her to leave midnight. It was Asma. Now, he said, and then number four is the sight. Number four is the sa'y. Wasayu. The sa'y. He said, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dalil for the sa'y is khudu anni manasikakum. Khudu anni, take your manasik from me. And also the hadith, which is really weak. All the narrations of it, it's weak. Is'au fa inna allaha kataba alaykum sa'y. Make sa'y for Allah, ordain sa'y on you. طيب, you say the sa'i, why you, isn't it supposed to be tawaf before the sa'i? So what is tawaf? He jumped from Muzdalifa to sa'i. Where is the tawaf? Ya Habibi, we all said the tawaf already, it's a pillar, yes, we mentioned that already. You see? Now we're talking wajibat. You're not talking about how you do hajj. We already spoke last week how you do hajj. We're talking, so you understand, if you miss something, what do you need to do? What he's trying to clarify in this chapter is, if you miss something, what shall I do? Mafhum? He said, وَالْمَبِيتُ بِمِنَى. And to sleep in Mina. He said, also that same hadith, تَأْخُذُ عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me your manasik, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he slept in Mina. If you miss two nights in Mina, then you have to slaughter a sheep, because minimum is two nights. You have to slaughter a sheep. وَالْرَمْيُ, stoning the jamarat. Stoning the jamarat, and this is with ijma'. Now, let's just say somebody also, he didn't do rami. Yani somebody, he didn't sleep in Mina for two nights, and he didn't do rami, then he has to slaughter what? Two sheep, and for each rami sheep, which is three. والحلق, of course, to shave your hair. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith Muslim,
he narrated, Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, hadith collected by Muslim, لَمَّا رَمَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْجَمَرَةَ وَنَحَرَ نُسُكَهُ وَحَلَقَ نَاوَلَ الْحَالَ شِقَّهُ الْأَيْمَنَ فَحَلَقَهُ ثُمَّ دَعَا أَبَا طَلْحَ الْأَنْصَارِ وَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّاهُ ثُمَّ نَاوَلَهُ الشِّقَّ الْأَيْسَرَ فَقَالَ احْلَقْ فَحَلَقَهُ فَأَعْطَاهُ أَبَا طَلْحَ فَقَالَ اقْسِمْهُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَقَالَ لِتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنْ اتَّبَعَ. He said here, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he threw the stone and he slaughtered the sheep and he gave the Halaq, the hairdresser, yeah, the one who shaves, he said, he shaved the right, then he called Abu Talha al-Ansari, he said, shave the left side, and he gave him the hair, he said, give it to the people. As a mean of what? Barakah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-Mum. He said, Uqsumu bayna nas, divided between the people. So number 7 is from the wajibat, what? Al-Halaq. Wa thamin tawafu al-wada'. We spoke about this. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يَنْفِرَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ آخِرَ عَهْدِهِ بِالْبَيْتِ. One of you should not leave, ينفر, يعني leave until the last thing he does is tawaf around the house. Now, وَأَرْكَانُ الْعُمْرَةِ. Now he says to the Umrah. So, what are wajibatul Hajj? 8. And what are the pillars of Hajj?
2.
Now, أركان العمرة. أركان العمرة, he said, وأركان العمرة الطواف. The pillar of عمرة is what? طواف. Everything else can be compensated. وواجباتها ثلاث. The obligation are 3. Of course, the طواف is with consensus. إجماع. There is no doubt in that. الإحرام from the ميقات. والسعي والحلق. That is the عمرة. What are the pillars of عمرة? 1. طواف. What are the واجبات? الإحرام الإحرام نعم السعي إلى الحلق نعم فمن ترك ركنا لا يتم لا لم يت فمن ترك ركنا لم يتم نسكه إلا به. طيب. He said رحمه الله, if one leaves out any pillar, his right is not complete without it. So the pillar cannot be compensated no matter what. ومن ترك واجبا جبره بدم. Whoever leaves out any mandatory action must compensate for it by an offering a sheep or a goat or better. So, if you leave one of the wajibat, then you have to slaughter a sheep or a goat. Imagine somebody does an umrah with no ihram, with nothing, he does the tawaf and gives the free sheep. صح? Of course, this is not a umrah, but he said, وَمَنْ تَرَكَ سُنَّةً فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. And if you abandon a sunnah or neglect the sunnah, there is nothing on you. So somebody will ask, what are the sunnah? He didn't mention the sunnah. What are the sunnah?
The order.
The preferred acts of Hajj. I tell you how it works. He described to you how to do Hajj. And he told you the arkan and the obligation. The rest, you have to go back to the last week's lecture. The rest, apart from what we mentioned today, is all sunnah. Like praying 2 rak'at behind the maqam. Arafat? Like saying, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, or Allahu Akbar to the Hajar al-Aswad. Like drinking the water zamzam. Like making the dua on the sofa. Arafat? All of these are sunnah, because he didn't mention them, so they become what? Sunnah. So what you need to do is, huwa, because hada matan mulakhas, this is summarized. So you look at the format he said about Hajj, you cross out the obligations, you cross out the wajibat, the rest are sunnah. You understand how it works? And that is how he done it even for the Salat, when we studied in 2010, October Kitabu. No, that probably was a little bit after that. When we started October 2010, but when we studied the Salat, he told you how to pray, then he spoke about the obligation and the wajibat. He told you what are the conditions of the Salat, and he said the prerequisites, and then what? Arkanu Salat, wa wajibatu Salat, and then after that everything is Sunnah. You derive it, you subtract it. He said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَقِفْ بِعَارَفَ حَتَّى طلع الفجر من يوم النحر فقد فاته الحج. He said, he who does not stand at Arafah until the beginning of the dawn of the day of sacrifice missed the Hajj. Where is the Yom al-Nahar? Which one? The 10th. Ya Habibi. What have you been doing Fajr time Yom al-Nahar? You'll be walking to stone the Jamara and going for Tawaf? Al-Ifadah. So Yani, on the 9th, where would you be? On Arafat. After Maghrib, you descend to Muzdalifah to sleep, and then Fajr is Yawm al-Nahr, Yawm al-Eid. Yawm al-Eid for the... There's no Eid for Hajji, for the pilgrim. So, you have up to Fajr. If you don't catch 1 hour in Arafat, your Hajj is gone. Not till Maghrib, till Fajr. You see, Maghrib is for you to leave. But Fajr comes. Let's just say Fajr is 5 o'clock in the morning. Something happened, you could not reach Arafat till 3 o'clock in the morning. You stay there a little while and then you move. You didn't make it to Muzdalifah. Then what do? You continue with your Hajj, you stand and you do Tawaf al-Ifadah and you sacrifice a sheep for not sleeping in Muzdalifah. You see now? فيتحلل بطواف وسعي وينحر هديا إن كان معه وعليه القضاء. طب what happens someone missed Arafat altogether? He's saying here, رحمه الله, يقول he must remove his ihram by performing tawaf and sa'i. صح? So like carrying it down to Umrah. وينحر هديا, and must slaughter an offering, sheep or goat or better, if he can afford to do so, and then must make up this Hajj. Comes back next year to make up this Hajj, because he missed Hajj, it will remain. Tayyib, what he did now, he did the tahallul. So he got out of Hajj, so he's not in a state of ihram, he can sleep with his wife and whatever, he can do everything al-mutahallil does. Now, yaqul. The dalil for this, the hadith that is narrated, the hadith, I think we narrated it previously. Anyway, the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الحج عرفة فمن أدرك عرفة قبل أن يطلع الفجر ليلة جمع فقد تم حجه. He said, Hajj is عرفة. Whomsoever reaches عرفة before the Fajr comes from the night of جمع. What is night of جمع? Night of مزدلفة. His Hajj is what? Complete. صح. يعني he did his Hajj. فيتحلل بطواف وسعي. نعم. وإن أخطأ الناس العدد فوقفوا في غير يوم عرفة أجزأهم ذلك. شوف سبحان الله هذا علماء even anticipated that. To see, you know, it's normal that when they sight the moon they can be wrong. He said رحمه الله, he said, if the people as a whole err in counting and stand on a day other than the day of Arafah, their Hajj is valid. Yani they sighted and there was wrong in their sighting. But they stood in Arafah. What happens? Here the Prophet ﷺ said, يوم عرفة اليوم الذي يعرف فيه الناس. Hadith narrated in Abu Dawood and it has accepted isnad. يعني اسناده جيد. نعم. يعني it has different طرق from the Bayhaqi. This hadith is mursal, but it has different asanid. يعني the scholars use this type of a hadith for this type of things. He said the day of Arafah is the day that the people go out to Arafah. So خلاص, you went out, you made a mistake, that's it, but the people went, it is counted for them. وَإِن فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ نَفَرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَقَدْ فَاتَهُمُ الْحَجِّ. If only a group of them does that, they missed Hajj. Yani like some group people say, no, we're not going to take the ru'ya of the people here, we're going to go on time. Then they have missed Hajj. He said here, he meant if they do it out of neglect, tafrit. Out of their neglect, they didn't go out to Arafat, they didn't ask whether it is
Arafat today or not. They are they neglected this, and the people, all of them, went out, and they're still down there, and they neglected the issue of sighting the moon and neglected the issue of Arafat. Then here they missed Hajj altogether. They need to do it again. Here now, the Shaykh rahimahullah, he moves to al-istihbab. يقول ويستحب لمن حج زيارة قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقبري صاحبيه رضي الله عنهما. Here he said, it is recommended for the person who perform Hajj to visit the grave of the Prophet ﷺ and his two companions. May Allah be pleased with them. Of course, here, because there is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, من حج فزار قبري بعد وفاتي فكأنما زارني في حياتي. Whomsoever does Hajj and comes and visits my grave after I die, as if he visited me in my living. هذا الحديث واهن جدا. It's a very, very weak hadith, and some ulama said it's fabricated. So it has no. طيب. What is it, the sunnah then? The sunnah, ya ikhwa, is when you visit Medina, to visit the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah has a great debate about this. He was jailed for this fatwa. His fatwa was, you cannot intend to travel to visit anyone's grave. To intend, wallahi, I want to go to Lebanon so I can visit my mother's grave. Or I want to go to Egypt so I can visit Pharaoh's grave, the pyramids. So, all of this, you're not allowed to intend to travel to visit the graves. Type why? Here he said, rahimahullah, يعني he based it strongly on this hadith. He said, rahmatullah alayh, he used the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. He said, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. The rihal, يعني the riding, should not be, do not travel to visit any place but three mosques. Masjidi hadha wal masjid al haram wal masjid al aqsa. He said, my masjid, this one, and al masjid al haram, which is in Mecca, and masjid al aqsa. This is why the ulama allalu hadha al hadith, the reason behind it. They said, because the ibadah is multiplied there. So when you go to Medina, you're going to the masjid of the Prophet. Once you read the Medina, then what? It is sunnah to visit the grave of the Prophet and Al-Baqi' Baqi' Al-Gharqad, the Baqi' and also to go to Uhud, to Shuhada Uhud, and to pray where? Which masjid? Quba. Jazakallah khair. To visit Quba. These are the sunan to do when you are in Medina. When you reach Medina, what are the sunan? The important sunan you do to visit the grave of the Prophet and Al-Baqi' Baqi' Al-Gharqad, to go to Quba to pray a couple of rak'at there, and then to go to where? To Uhud and visit Shuhada Uhud. These are the sunan you do in Medina. Now, here, Bab al-Hadi wal-Udhiyah. Al-Hadi wal-Udhiyah. Inshallah, if we have time quickly, we'll do the Aqiqah. Because it's part of the Hadi and the Udhiyah. I don't think we're going to have time for the Aqiqah. We'll leave it for next week. But we'll do the Hadi wal-Udhiyah. As I told you this, today we have to finish everything. He said, wal-Hadi wal-Udhiyatu سنة لا تجب إلا بالنذر. He said, the hadi, an offering by the pilgrim of an animal for sacrifice, and udhiya, an animal sacrificed as an act of worship during the days of Eid al-Adha, are sunan and only become mandatory if one makes a vow. يعني الهدي والأضحية is sunnah, نعم, and sunnah unless you make about, I want to do this and do that, then it becomes obligation. And it becomes obligation. So al-hadi is sunnah and with consensus, and it is being authentically narrated that the Prophet ﷺ, he gave hadi from the ghanam, from the sheep, year 9th to al-hijrah, to the house, to the sacred house, and he sent it with whom? With Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The 10th year of Al-Hijrah, fi Hijjat al-Wada', he gave how many? 100 sheep. He slaughtered 63 with his own noble hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and left Ali radiallahu anhu To do. And he gave 70 in Umrah al-Hudaybiyah. 70 sheep the Prophet ﷺ offered in the Umrah of al-Hudaybiyah. And now one sheep, when we go Hadi and we buckle. So one sheep, 450 sheikh, too much. The Prophet ﷺ gave 70 and another time 100 and another time. What? يعني the سنة التاسعة. والأضحية سنة لا تجب إلا بالنذر. We said that it is sunnah and it does not become obligation except with the nadhar. What is the udhiya? Which is the udhiya? Ad-Eid al-Adha. It's coming up. It is sunnah. From every house, one sheep. It is every house, one sheep. That's why the Prophet ﷺ in a hadith narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, Anas radiallahu anhuma قال ضحى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بكبشين أملحين أقرنين ذبحهما بيده وسمى وكبر ووضع رجله على صفاحهما وقد على صفاحهما طيب. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم slaughtered two sheep, أملحين, الأملح which is white that has a little bit of black in it, or some said white more than black. طيب أقرنين, that mean the head horns. He slaughtered them with his own hands. He said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and he put his foot on their face when he, after slaughtered them, to keep them down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is a sunnah. وَالْأُضْحِيَةُ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ بِثَمَنِهَا يَقُولُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ الْأُضْحِيَة, which is sacrificing an animal, is better than donating its value. So, somebody said, can I give $100 instead of udhiyah? We said, no. You can give money to someone who can slaughter on your behalf, better than donating the money. وَالْأَفْضَلُ فِيهِمَا, the best from the udhiyah and the hadi, what is best? He said, الْإِبِلْ, which is the cows. ثُمَّ الْبَقَرْ, then the cow. ثُمَّ الْغَنَمْ, then the sheep. Why الْإِبِلْ? Because you can feed it to more people. Why al-baqar? Second, because it's less. Less meat on it. The third one is what? The sheep. وَيُسْتَحَبُّ إِسْتِحْسَانُهَا وَاسْتِسْمَانُهَا. يُسْتَحَبُّ إِسْتِحْسَانُهَا, يقول, يُسْتَحَبُّ إِسْتِحْسَانُهَا وَاسْتِسْمَانُهَا. I just found it. Now, it is recommended to select for it the best and the fattest. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whomever honor and glorify the rights of Allah, which is to sacrifice, it is from the piety of the hearts. وَلَا يُجْزِئُ إِلَّا الْجَذْعَ مِنَ الضَّأْنِ. Who remember this in Zakat? He said, nothing less than a jadha, 6-month-old sheep, or مِنَ الضَّأْنِ, يعني from the sheep. So it has to be minimum 6 months. Or والثني مما سواهما, or الثنية, طيب, or for, or الثنية of other kind of animals. He said here the hadith, do not slaughter except a musinna, الثنية, 1-year-old sheep or goat, now 2-year-old cow or 5-year-old camel. Except if you find it difficult to do so, then you might slaughter jadha, 6-month-old sheep. Okay? So, here he said, if it is a sheep, then the sunnah is to be 1-year-old. If it is cow, then 2-year-old. And if it is a camel, 5-year-old. But if you can't find, then a sheep of 6 months will do. And this is the dalil that the imam used. And he said, وَالثَّنِيُّ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا وَالثَّنِيُّ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. طيب, and it is not sufficient to do less than that. وَالثَّنِيُّ الْإِبِلِ مَا كَمُلَ لَهُ 5 سِنِينَ. The thaniy al-ibil is to have 5-year-old. وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ مَا لَهُ سَنَةً. And the cows is what to have 2 years. وَمِنَ الْمَعِزِ مَا لَهُ سَنَةً. And the ma'iz what have 1 year. وَتُجْزِئُ الشَّاتُ عَنِ الْوَاحِدِ. Shat is sufficient for one person. For example, you, your wife, you have 5 children. 1 sheep is enough for everyone. طيب, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was narrated from Aisha radiallahu anha, hadith in Sahih Muslim, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utiya bi kabshin liyudahi bih, fa'akhadahu fa'ajja'ahu thumma dhabahahu thumma qal bismillah, Allahumma taqabbal min Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa min ummati Muhammad. Yani he was given a sheep to slaughter. لِيُضَحِّ بِهِ to slaughter it. So he took it, he slaughtered it, he put it down, and he slaughtered it, and he said, Bismillah, Allah, oh Allah, accept from Muhammad and the family of Muhammad and from Ummat Muhammad. So why he said that? Kabsh is male sheep. That's what Kabsh is. Male sheep. The dalil is, he said, oh Allah, accept from family of Muhammad. وَالْبَقَرَةَ عَنْ سَبْعَةَ وَالْبَقَرَةَ suffices. وَالْبَقَرَةُ وَالْبَدَنَةَ عَنْ سَبْعَةَ The baqara and the badana. What is the baqara? يعني the cow and the camel. Enough for seven. Meaning, if we want to do a udhiyah today, say, okay, how about we chip in? Then, we pay all of us seven, so will suffice for seven. So seven can chip in a cow or in a camel.
ولا تجزئ العوراء البين عورها.
He said the following will not suffice. An obvious one-eyed animal. Obvious one-eyed animal. ولا العشفاء التي لا تنقي. An emaciated animal that has no bone, marrow or fat. يعني the fat عجمة. يعني normally the fat you see, you could see the bones of its chest, the skinny one. He said, وَلَا الْعَرْجَاءُ الْبَيِّنُ ضَلْعُهَا. He said, an animal obviously, an animal that is obviously lame. وَلَا الْمَرِيضَةُ الْبَيِّنُ مَرَضُهَا. An animal that is obviously sick. وَلَا الْعَضْبَاءُ الَّتِي ذَهَبَ أَكْثَرُ مِنْ أَكْثَرُ قَرْنِهَا أَوْ أُذُنِهَا. An animal that has lost most of its horn or ear. So the animal has to be, yes, يعني a good animal, not sick, not limpy, not any of those limpy, the عرجاء, which is يعني the skinny, and so it has to be decent sheep, because this is offered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot offer to Allah. We learned that in the zakat, you don't choose the worst sheep and you give it to the zakat. And also the collector of zakat doesn't look for the best and he takes it, so it doesn't break your heart. And if you have some good sheep, and yeah, I mean, if you have sheep and animals, you know there are some animals you won't give to anyone. And some animals, yalla rak ta'akhid al-hal anni, man. No, you can offer females. But he said, if that has horn but it's cut off or the ear cut off, shouldn't give it now. وتجزئ الجماء. The following will suffice. وتجزئ الجماء والبطراء والخصي وما شقت أذنها أو خرقت أو قطع أقل من نصفها. Listen to this. He said, a following will suffice. A naturally hornless animal. An animal that has lost most of its tail. That's enough. Because it's not really a defect in the animal. An animal that has been castrated. Yeah, they have calf, small. Desexing the animal. Naam, like a camel, it's been desexed and then you slaughtered it. An animal whose ear has been slit or pieced for marking or slit. Or has less than half of it cut off. Half of the ear is cut off. Less than half. Is more than half, then would not suffice. Now, here he said, وَالْبَطْرَاءُ وَالْخَصِي. We mentioned that. Now, he said, how to slaughter. وَالسُنَّةُ نَحْرُ الْإِبِلِ قَائِمَةً مَعْقُولَةً يَدَهَا الْيُسْرَى وَذَبْحُ الْبَقَرِ وَالْغَنَمِ عَلَى صِفَاحِهَا وَيَقُولُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُمَّ هَذَا مِنْكَ وَلَكَ. He said, it is a sunnah to slaughter a camel by stabbing at the junction between the neck and the chest. Al-Nahr. We spoke about this in the slaughter chapter. InshaAllah, in about 10 years we'll be online. Right? While it is standing with its left foreleg tied. We spoke about this last week about فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا. صح? Tying the animal, the leg of the animal. Now they don't do that. The camel straight away lifted on a crane and put inside, and then straight away, very quickly they stab him and they kill him. طيب. وَذَبْحُ, here he said, and to slaughter a cow and a sheep on their sides and to say, Bismillah,
Wallahu Akbar, in the name of Allah, and Allah is the greatest. This is, here the translation is missed.
Yeah.
Allahumma, O Allah, this is from you and for you. This is from you and for you. Now, he said, وَيُسْتَحَبُّ أَنْ لَا يَذْبَحَهَا إِلَّا مُسْلِمٍ. It is preferred, it is not recommended that non-Muslim slaughter it, even though it is halal to eat, like Christian or Jew. Remember? Christian or Jew, but of course Buddha, you cannot eat the meat of it. But why here he said it's mustahab, no one except a Muslim? Because this is qurba ibadah, it's not for eating, this is offering for whom? For Allah, that's why it's mustahab, it is a Muslim who slaughtered. وَإِنْ ذَابَحَهَا صَاحِبُهَا فَهُوَ أَفْضَلٌ. If the owner, يعني you do it yourself, it is better. That's why slaughter sheep yourself, it is sunnah, but of course today it is very difficult, especially in places like Australia and others. He said, وَوَقْتُ الذَّبْحِ, and the time of slaughtering the animal. وَوَقْتُ الذَّبْحِ يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ يَوْمَيْنِ مِنْ أَيَّامِ التَّشْرِيقِ. He said, the time of slaughtering is from the day of Eid, after the Eid prayer, until the end of the second day of Tashriq. Until the end of the second day of Tashriq. What is the first day of Tashriq? Our first day of Tashriq is 11, 12, and 13. He said, until the end of the second day of Tashriq. The end of second day of Tashriq, you have all that time. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Bukhari and Muslim al-Bira ibn Azib, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ضحى قبل الصلاة فإنما ذبح لنفسه. Whoever slaughtered before Salat al-Eid, he done it for himself. ومن ذبح بعد الصلاة فقد تم نسكه وأصاب سنة المسلمين. If he does it after the Salat, then his nusuk is complete and he completed the sunnah of the Muslims. يعني followed the way of Islam. And this is with إجماع. نعم. إلى آخر أيام من أيام التشريق. This is until the end of day from the day of Tashriq, which is after غروب الشمس, يوم الثاني من أيام, the second day of أيام التشريق. نعم. وهو اليوم الثاني عشر لذي الحجة. The second, the 12th of ذي الحجة. You have Eid 11 and 12. Eid 10, 11 and 12. So, by Maghrib 12 ذي الحجة, the slaughter is not accepted anymore. You see what he's saying? وتتعين الأضحية بقوله هذه أضحية. He said, the أضحية becomes, وتتعين, the particular animal becomes a sacrifice animal from the time one says this is an أضحية. In reality, النية in the heart. صح؟ النية in the heart. He mentioned the قياس on الوقف and العتق. يعني for example, to free a slave, you can't say it in your heart. Even if you intend, you bought this slave and you want to free him when the time is right. But they will not become free and slave until you say to him, you are free. Same thing, al-waqf. You want to buy a building, you want to buy an endowment, yani a building, and you want to leave it fi sabilillah. You have to utter it on your tongue. You say, this house of mine or this shop of mine, the rent of it is fi sabilillah. You have to utter that. So here, based on that qiyas, he said that when you buy the sheep, it's like waqf fi sabilillah. It's like al-ataf. You say, this sheep is udhiyah. And some ulama said, no, khalas, once you buy in the heart, ajma ala hadha, you have a heart that is willing, this is udhiyah, would turn udhiyah. And as for hadi, you say hadihi hadi, and the same dalil. Aw ish'arihi aw taqleedihi ma'anni wa niyyah. Aw ish'arihi wa taqleedihi ma'anniya. Ish'arihi, by declaring it, it is a hadi, and may marking it with that intention. They used to mark the hadi. They used to mark the hadi. Taqleed al-hadi, when you buy a few sheep, they used to mark them or put some things in their necks or to mark them that these are hadi, these are sheep going to the Kaaba. وَلَا يُعْتَى الْجَزَّارُ إِجْرَتَهُ مِنْهَا, and the butcher not to be given from the meat. The Bukhari and Muslim narrated that Ali radiallahu anhu said, أَمَرَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ أَقُومَ عَلَى بُدْنِهِ. The Messenger ordered me to look after his budn, يعني his camels and cows. وَأَنْ أَتَصَدَّقَ بِلَحْمِهَا وَجُلُودِهَا وَأَجِلَّتِهَا. He said to her, so I can give the flesh and the skin, وَأَجِلَّتِهَا,
the bags that usually you put it on the animal when you taking it. You know how you put bags? You're taking it to slaughter, you put bags, you put some gears on it, then you slaughter the animal, and those bags are given sadaqah. وَأَنْ لَا أُعْتِي الْجَزَّارَ مِنْهَا, and not to give the butcher from it. قَالَ نَحْنُ نُعْطِيهِ مِنْ عِنْدَنَا. Now we give him his money, and we give him cash money from us, and we don't give him from this. Why? Because this is fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and you have no right in it. وَالسُنَّةُ, yani it's not you don't have a right to eat from it, but you have no right to use it as an exchange money now. Araft? Yani if you, yeah, as if you are selling from it, and this is from the moment you bought it to be an udhiyah or hadith, does not belong to you. So now you're compensating and you're making business. And that's why you don't give him, you give him what? Out of your pocket? The money. He said, وَالسُنَّ أَن يَأْكُلَ ثُلُثَ أُضْحِيَتِهِ وَيَهْدِي ثُلُثَهَا وَيَتَصَدَّقُ بِثُلُثِهَا. The sunnah is for you and your family to eat the third and to give gifts to your family, to your extended family or friends, the third, and give the third sadaqah. So the sunnah of, and this is what we used to do when we used to be in Lebanon. Our father used to buy the sheep, get slaughtered, and the third we used to take it, and on that day, number one, barbecue, you know, it's fresh meat, and the third we used to take the family, and the third they used to take it down to the poor and the needy and give it to them on the street, and the people will come and take. Huh? This is how it's done. We're missing on this beautiful sunnah to our children. No children don't know this. We used to wait for it, you know, go with the father to buy the sheep, and then what he used to do, the shepherd, he used to grab it from its feet and put it in the boot of the car and close the boot of the car on it. He would be driving and boop, would be kicking in the boot of the car. Then my father used to drag it, and take it up to my auntie's house. She had a big house, and to my auntie's house, so there was room. And they on the day of Eid, we used to pray Eid and go to my auntie. And then the butcher is to come. Within 40 minutes, he'll kill it, slaughter it, skin it, finish it, clean it for you within half an hour. And then cut it and give my auntie a little bit and everyone. And then my dad chooses the shoulders and put them in the car. This is ours. And then, you know, send them to the wife. And the wife cuts them up and make the barbecue. And by time you do all of this, and then you jump with your father in the car, going to the poor people, knocking on the door and giving it. Was a rush, was a mad rush, and by the time we get home, we're so exhausted. Huh? The barbecue is ready, we eat the lahme, and then dad, that's going to play, you know, to the carnival. And then we go to Nagara, and at night we visit our uncles, yalla had Eid. That was Eid. Now, unfortunately, our kids don't know any of this sinan. So, subhanAllah, any of this sinan, they don't know. Here, Ibn Mas'ud, it's been authentically narrated by an authentic narration, yani isnad sahih. The men of this isnad are the men of Bukhari and Muslim. Now, Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu amara wakilahu alladhi ba'atha ma'ahu hadyahu. Ibn Mas'ud ordered his trustee or someone who is looking after the wealth of Ibn Mas'ud, who he sent with him hadyahu to give the third sadaqah and eat the third and give as a gift to his brother the third. وَإِنْ أَكَلَ أَكْثَرْ جَاسْ. And if you eat more a little bit, it is acceptable. نعم. Because to cut it to three is something mustahab and is not wajib. نعم. But you have to give a proportion of it as sadaqah. Why? Allah said in Surah Al-Hajj verse 28, وَيُذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. To remember the name of Allah in known days. Because of what he sustained them and gave them from al-an'am, sheep. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا. You eat from it. وَأَطْعِمُ الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ. And feed the ba'is, the needy and the poor. So to cut it to third is what? Is the sunnah. صح? But as long as you give a proportion to the ba'is al-faqir, to the poor and needy. وَلَهُ أَن يَنْتَفِعَ بِجِلْدِهَا. And you are allowed to use the hide of it. And that's, we used to do that. My father, I remember, he used to buy a good sheep so the skin can be kept and cleaned and then taken to the house. We used to make it as rugs and carpet, or put it under the bed linen for the child when it keeps it warm in winter. We used to do that. Now, the Prophet ﷺ, it is narrated in Imam Ahmad, but there are some weaknesses in this hadith.
He said, لا تبيعوا لحوم الهدي ولا الأضاحي والأضاحي فكلوا وتصدقوا واستمتعوا بجلودها ولا تبيعوها. He said, do not sell the flesh of a hadi and the adahi. Eat and give sadaqa and use its hide and do not sell it. ولا يبيعه. يعني you're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to sell it. No. And also, does it mean you can give it to the butcher? No, you cannot give it. ولا شيئاً منها. Also, you're not allowed to sell anything from the sheep. It's all, you know what? It's all صدقة. فأما الهدي إن كان تطوعاً استحب له الأكل منه ولأن النبي أمر من كل جزور ببضعه فطبخت فأكل منها وحسى من مرقها. Here, this is actually a hadith in Muslim. Here he said, yalla, we finished just a little bit more. He said, if the hadi was voluntary, yani the hadi is not obligatory on you to do it, it's a voluntary. He said, it is recommended to eat from it. For the Prophet ﷺ commanded that a piece of each camel he sacrificed be cooked, and he ate from the meat and drank from its soup. Its soup. طيب. يقول إلا هدية ولا يأكل من واجب. And he does not eat from an obligatory, mandatory one. Like, for example, the hadi that for missing an obligation. Or you done something annulled, يعني the ihram. And you done something from the prohibitions of ihram. صح? Or it is a kafara. All of this you're not allowed to eat. Or if it is wajib, يعني, as we said, it is wajib on you to slaughter sheep because you've done so and so, or you've done so and so, you can't eat from this. إلا هدي المتعة والقران. Except the hadi of mut'a, the one, when we go do hajj, each one obligated to slaughter a sheep, it's obligation. And also the one who's doing qiran, amalgamating the hajj together, hajj and umrah, he can eat from that hadi even though it is wajib on him. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أراد أن يضحي فدخلت العشر فلا يأخذ من شعره ولا من بشرته شيئا حتى يضحي. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever wants to sacrifice should not trim his hair or nails from the beginning of the 10, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah until he sacrifices. So what is for you on you to do is, if you are not doing Hajj and you are, for example, at home and you want to sacrifice a sheep, even if you are buying a ticket, it is sunnah to refrain from cutting your nails, cutting your hair, right? Cutting your nail, cutting your hair, until the udhiyah is done. Until the udhiyah is done. So, inshallah, nahna what we have started here, yani a service that, inshallah, every month, according to our local moon sighting, when we sight, we send a message to our phone list. So when it starts, one day, first day, we start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, you know, from the first day till the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. As for your family, yani if you're going to do Udhiyah and you have your family and your children, there is no issue with that. And they don't have to do that, inshallah. Yani they don't have to. They can clip their nails and cut their hair. There is no issue. It's only the head of the family. It is sunnah on his behalf not to cut his hair and clip his nails if he intended to do udhiyah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We take the questions with this. We have finished the chapter of Hajj, inshallah. Chapter of Aqiqah and marriage and so will be when we come back from Hajj, the first thing, inshallah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.